Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Daled, Mishtachas and Mishtatas. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecha to find Yerziva Gahagon Bekar of Mamish. And while it's Mishnah regarding a shar that killed somebody, so it's chayav to be killed. Shar Shu Yotel Isakel, a shar that was being brought out to be stoned. It was already Nigmar Dinoi, it was already Paskin, that this shar needs to be killed. Vikdisha Ba'olav, and the owner was Makdashit, he said, I hereby am Makdish my shar. Ain't a Mukdish, it's not Mukdish, because it already is chayav Misa, and Zeu, its din is sealed, nothing you can do about it. And furthermore, Shchatoi, let's say you decide to shecht it and make a barbecue quickly before they push it off a cliff. Basari Usr, its meat is Usr, because it is Usr Ba'ana. It already had Gemira's Din. However, Vim Achaloy Nigmar Dinoi Higdisha Ba'alav, if before this official Gemara Din, before this official Psak came out that it's Chayv Misa, he was Makdash it, Mukdash, so it is Mukdash. Vim Shchatan, if he shechted it, Basari Mutter, its meat is Mutter. Moving on to Mishnah Tess, going back to what we were discussing at the beginning of the Perek regarding basic Chiyuv for Nizakin. Masari L'Shem Rechinam, Ulashayel, and his Sachar, Ulasaycher. Let's say he handed his Shar over to Shem Rechinam, somebody who's watching it for free, a Shayel, somebody who's borrowing it, a nice sucker is the guy who's being paid for watching it, or a sucker guy who's renting it. These are the official four shimrim, and now it's their responsibility to watch it, and nechzer tachas abaylim, they are now in place of the baylim, and for all intents and purposes, they're considered like the owner. And let's say the shar damages, muad mishalim nezek shalim, if it was a muad, he would have to pay for full nezek, v'tam mishalim chatzi nezek, and if it was a tam, he has to pay chatzi nezek. And onto more cases of nizakin, kishar ba'al v'maisera, the owner took his shar, and he tied it up with the maisera. This is the rope around its neck, it could be the reins, it could just be a regular rope, and he tied it up like that, or Vinal Bafan of Karoi, he put it in the pen and he closed the door like regular. The yatz of a hezek and it went out and it damaged and either tore the rope or it somehow got past the door. Echad tam echad muad chayiv div Rav Meir. Rav Meir says it doesn't make a difference if this is a shar tam or muad, the owner's chayiv to pay, and that's because this shmira is called a shmira pechusa. It is an inferior type of shmira. He didn't watch it properly. He has to make sure to tie a chain around its neck, not just regular rope, where he has to make sure to close the door extra good, not just karoi, regular. It has to be a solid closing of a door, and therefore he'd be chayiv in both these situations. But according to Rav Meir, if he does a shmira ma'ula, a solid shmira, a superior shmira, so then he'd be pater for damages. Rabbi Huda says as follows: Tam chayiv umuad pater. If it's a tam, he's chayiv to pay for the damages. But if it's a muad, he's pater from paying for the damages, and that just means he's pater from paying full damages, but he still is chayiv for the tam part, meaning for half damages. Now, why is this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'lo yishmeranu ba'alav. If a person has a shar muad and he doesn't watch it, so then he's chayiv to pay. But v'shamaruza, this one is considered watched, even though it's a shmira pechusa. It's an inferior shmira. He only tied it up with a rope and not with a chain. Nonetheless, it still fits with the pasuk of Yishmerenu Ba'alav. The owner did watch it, and that's why he's pater from paying for the muad part of the damage. But once again, as we just said, he is chayv for paying for the tam part of the damage. Now here we have our most machmer shita, Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer says, Ein l'shmira el asakin. The only way we can watch a muad shar is with the knife, which means we have to kill it. We have to shecht it. That's the only proper way to watch a muad, and therefore a person would always be chayv if a shar muad goes out and damages, even if he watched it with a shmira mu'ula. And the bottom line is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.